Well, joining us on the line for the Radio Oklahoma Network, we're joined by Scott Pruitt, Attorney General. And, of course, out today, the Environmental Protection Agency has released their final clean water rule. We often refer to this as Waters of the U.S. And, Mr. Pruitt, you've taken a look at this, and what's your analysis of this latest clean water rule?
Well, we've long believed the EPA's path toward finalizing the rule is going to be unlawful, and they've borne that out. And this is a significant overreach by the EPA. They're trying to involve themselves in land use decisions made at the state and local level, and it affects private property rights in a substantial way. You know, they've come in, Leslie, and they've basically said that they're no longer constrained to the terms of the Clean Water Act that says that their regulation has to be connected to a navigable water, and they've changed it to say that so long as the local body has a significant nexus, which is not in the statute, by the way, to a navigable water, then they have jurisdiction. This is all about them exerting power. This means that the first stop for property owners across this country will be the EPA anytime they want to use their land and water is involved.
Now, EPA has come out, at least on their version, on their press release, saying that they are not going to create permitting requirements and they're going to maintain exemptions. Do you find that to be so?
Well, look, I mean, this is the same administration that said if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. I mean, what this administration has shown for the last 6 years is they tell people what they want to hear and then do exactly the opposite. And so, no, I don't take solace in the fact that the EPA has said, don't worry. In fact, I take it's quite the opposite.
With that, I guess, kind of what's going to be the next step for the state? Are you going to challenge this, you know, maybe with the Supreme Court, and are you going to join with other states and so forth?
Well, this is, this is something we had hoped that there would be a measure of humility. There was over a million comments filed on this proposed Waters in the United States, and the EPA did not listen, and they have a responsibility to listen. They cannot act in an arbitrary, capricious way as they pass a rule. They can't just make it up out of whole cloth either and change definitions after the Congress passes the Clean Water Act. They've done both. And so we will pursue legal action, as will many other states and private property owners across the country, and justifiably so.
Okay. All right. Again, are you going to be joining? I know in the past you've worked a lot with Nebraska, for instance. Is this going to be a combined state effort to take on EPA?
I mean, I think the possibilities are there for that. It may be that we have several states and multiple jurisdictions filing lawsuits, which in and of itself is a good thing because it means that multiple circuits are involved and it enhances the likelihood that the Supreme Court will ultimately take the case up. So it's not necessarily a given that you'll see a consolidation of states like you see in immigration or, you know, the original health care law. It could be just a collection of states filing separately.
Okay. Are you looking to file an injunction at least to stop this rule from going into effect?
Absolutely. That will be part of the relief that we seek. You know, we've obviously not prepared the litigation. We've not prepared the lawsuit because we were hopeful that the EPA would actually change and alter course. So we've already been evaluating the content of the rule, and we will act quickly to respond, and we will, in fact, seek injunctive relief against the EPA when actions are filed.
Okay. You did mention that you will continue to evaluate this rule. Obviously, it's quite extensive. How long do you think it will take to go through the complete rule before you release your statement?
I mean, it's hard to know for sure. I mean, we literally have had a team of attorneys looking at it this morning, and I've been communicating with those individuals, and we have found already areas of the rule that are problematic. We just want to continue doing our homework, making sure that all our, you know, I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and we're ready to go when we do pull the trigger. But rest assured, I mean, Oklahoma, along with a collection of other states, will challenge this because of the unlawfulness of the EPA's action.
Okay. Well, we've been joined by Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt. Again, we'll continue to follow this story again as look for Oklahoma to challenge EPA in regards to the latest Clean Water Act rule. Bringing you coverage on the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.